We have about 2 minutes now before Apollo 15 goes behind the moon on the 11th revolution. Both spacecraft, Endeavour and Falcon, appear to be in very good shape at the moment. And we'll be giving the crew a go for undocking and separation, which will occur at about 100 hours, 13 minutes, 56 seconds, right on the scheduled flight plan time.
Okay, Apollo 15 Houston, you're go for undocking. You're 45 seconds from LOS, and we observed your rendezvous radar test. Falcon, also, we have not seen you reset the DAP.
Okay, understand. I'll get the DAP reset, and the tape meter looks like it works fine.
Very good, Dave. Glad to hear it.
And we've had loss of signal. That last report from Dave Scott, that the tape meter appears to be working well. That's the one of the onboard indicators used to read out the rendezvous radar and also the landing radar altitude and altitude rate information, and is one of several means available to the crew and to the guidance system for getting that needed information. As Apollo 15 went around the corner, the spacecraft was in an orbit 61.9 nautical miles at its high point and 9.4 nautical miles at its low point, passing over the landing site. Apollo 15 Endeavour and Falcon will be undocking, as we said, at 100 hours, 13 minutes, 56 seconds, which will be shortly before we reacquire the spacecraft on the 12th revolution. During the 12th and 13th revolutions, Al Worden will be tracking a crater near the landing site, Index Crater. This information will be used to update the knowledge of where the landing site is precisely, and also where the spacecraft orbit is with respect to the landing site. This information will be fed into the Falcon computer just prior to powered descent. Shortly, we're going to replay the videotape of this morning's television transmission from the spacecraft in lunar orbit, and we'll be reacquiring in about 45 minutes. This is Apollo Control at 99 hours, 32 minutes.